Chapter 4. The archipelago hardens. And the clock of history was striking. In 1934, at the January plenum of the Central Committee and Central Control Commission of the Soviet Communist Party, the great leader, having already in mind, no doubt, how many he would soon have to do away with, declared that the withering away of the state, which had been awaited virtually from 1920 on, would arrive via, believe it or not, the maximum intensification of state power. This was so unexpectedly brilliant that it was not given to every little mind to grasp it, but Vyshinsky, ever the loyal apprentice, immediately picked it up. And this means the maximum strengthening of corrective labor institutions. Entry into socialism via the maximum strengthening of prison. And this was not some satirical magazine cracking a joke either, but was said by the Prosecutor General of the Soviet Union. And thus it was that the iron grip of the Yezhov terror was prepared even without Yezhov. After all, the second five-year plan, and who remembers this? For no one in our country ever remembers anything, for memory is the Russians' weak spot, especially memory of the bad. The second five-year plan included among its glistening, and to this very day unfulfilled, goals the following. The uprooting of the vestiges of capitalism from people's consciousness. This meant that this process of uprooting had to be finished by 1938. Judge for yourself, by what means were these vestiges to be so swiftly uprooted? Soviet places of confinement on the threshold of the second five-year plan not only are not losing, but are even gaining in significance. Not one year had passed since Kogan's predictions that camps would soon cease to exist at all, but Kogan did not know about the January plenum. In the epoch of entrance into socialism, the role of corrective labor institutions as weapons of the dictatorship of the proletariat, as organs of repression, as means of compulsion and education, compulsion is already in the first place, must grow still further and be strengthened. For otherwise, what was to happen to the command corps of the NKVD?